This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I mean, some entrepreneurs have a journey where they're doing the hustle and the grind for 10, 15 years, and they go through three or four businesses, and some fail, and some do well. And what was yours like? Was it an overnight success story? Tell me about some of the process that you had.
Yeah. So actually, the genesis for this company started while I was still a student at the University of Arkansas, doing my PhD. There's a series of classes there called New Venture Development that's taught by Dr. Carol Reeves, who's fantastic, by the way. But the whole goal of this class was, come up with an idea, put a business plan around it, and go pitch it to people. And there was a variety of competitions that you could participate in with real money up for grabs. And it's kind of funny. So the way me and my co-founders at the time found each other, we were told, hey, everyone, form teams. And there was three of us basically that obviously didn't know anyone else in the class. And we were the last three sets sitting down. But we coalesced around this solar cell technology that just came out of the University of Arkansas.
So did the three of you end up forming the company?
Yep. So we this was back in 2009, 2010, because it's a fall spring semester, right?
Okay.
And the three of us put together a business plan. We went to a couple of competitions. We did okay. We didn't do fantastic. And at the end of the class, the two MBAs, maybe smartly enough, had real jobs lined up, right, post-graduation. So they choose to go after them. I can't hold that against them.
Sure.
Myself, I still had another 6 months to finish my PhD, and I wanted to stick with the pushing this company forward. And so over the summer, was doing due diligence, talking to a bunch of folks. And then at the end of November 2010, found this gentleman to put up the $200,000 to be the matching to the ASTA funding. And we actually closed that round about 6 days before I defended my PhD. So it was a pretty
hectic
time.
Man, that is so cool. Yeah, I can't imagine.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.